You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
So if you'd like to visit us on our website, you can look up smartwithyourmoney.com. And then also be sure and look us up on Facebook. Look for Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook and hit the like button. Like almost 3,000 people have. We're just short of 3,000 people. So I really want to get over that 3,000 mark when it comes to the number of likes on Facebook. So Tammy, as we're talking about kids, and you and I with 8 kids, it's obviously a common topic to us. And as we accumulate wealth, the topic of how do you pass it on to them? Or should you pass it on to them, I think becomes a very valid topic. So we found a good, really good article that was the 5 tips before you leave your kids an inheritance. And you know, Tammy, just what are your general thoughts when it comes to leaving money to a kid?
Well, I really like, there's a lady out there, Brene Brown, that I really liked what she had to say. And I really feel the same way. It's not the amount of money you make, it's who you become in the process. Don't deny your children the opportunity of becoming in the process by having everything handed to them. Give them the opportunity to be anything, but not the opportunity to be nothing.
To be nothing. I like that. Right. You know, and that goes right along with Warren Buffett's thoughts. Mm-hmm. He actually enrolled Bill Gates in not leaving all his money to his children. Mm-hmm. And Warren Buffett's quote was, "I've given them enough that they can do anything with their lives, but not enough that they can do nothing."
Right.
I like
that. So very similar things. And I think it's important. I've seen several people that have we actually had someone that won the lottery and totally splurged and was in debt and bankrupt by the end of a year. I mean, so it's important to have these little tips that we're about to share.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper was a good example from CNN because he calls it an initiative sucker. And he comes from a family that's worth probably $200 million.
Right.
And they're not leaving anything to him. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want it because he doesn't want it to be an initiative sucker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. So, Tammy, out of our 5 tips, what's number one on the list?
Number one, it's a good idea to give your kids a financial test. So each person can gift up to $14,000 in a year. This was the case in 2014.
Yeah, it's still the case. $14,000.
Right. Started in 2014. And so anyway, they can give without giving any gift tax consequences. So you can give up to that. So
and as a couple, you can give up $28,000.
Right. So parents that are gifting their children money without any restrictions or rules and then sitting back and watching what happens. And the idea behind that, if your children are about to inherit or going to inherit $5 million, which I don't know that our kids will, you never know. This way you can actually see how they handle that first, you know, $20,000 or whatever you end up giving. So do they save it? Do they ask for help on how to invest it or whatever? Do they pay off debts or... are your children old enough just to go to Vegas and splurge or Toys R Us?
Right, because if they can't handle that yearly amount of, you know, even say $20,000, they're certainly not going to handle a large chunk of money very well.
No. So that's number one, is give your kids that financial test.
All right, so number two on our list of the tips before you leave your kids an inheritance is, number two, is use incentive trusts. Okay, so the fear that many parents end up having is that they're going to squash the initiative for their kids. Mm-hmm. So the image that ends up keeping many affluent people awake at night ends up pushing them to make their own mark in the world. Okay, so the solution that many parents use is an incentive trust. So basically, you could set up an incentive trust in a lot of different ways. You could say, if Susie makes $75,000 from her job, then the trust will distribute $75,000 to her each year. So it's a little bit similar to when you get a match on your 401k at work.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
right.
Your employer is matching, which incentivizes you. Now I really want to go put money in my 401k because my employer is going to match and I double my money. Well, if I know my parents are going to gift me an amount that matches what I make, well, now I really have, I'm going to double my money, for instance, if I push my income up.
Right.
Definitely great incentive to make even more money.
Right, right. Number three, tie distributions to ages and events. So just slow down enough and think back when you were 20. Would you have been emotionally and intellectually mature enough to handle a large inheritance, Doug?
No, absolutely not.
Well, many parents create their trust so that their kids get a small amount each year and a larger amount when they reach a certain age. So at the age of 20, you might get maybe $5,000. At the age of 30, you might get 10 and up and up and up. And they increase it knowing that there's going to be life events in a person's life, and helps them maybe balance it a little bit better. And that's the goal.
Yes, you can have an amount that's designated for when they buy a house. You can have an amount that's designated for when they buy a car. Now, I'm going to give you a real-life example. A friend of mine actually had an aunt leave him about $3 million. Okay, well, fortunately, she did this. She tied it. She tied it to his age. So when he turned 30 years old, he got, I think it was around $1.5 million, and then he wasn't going to get the rest of it until he turned 40. So it was going to be 10 years later. Well, he took the $1.5 million. And he started building this monstrosity of a house. Okay, he was building this huge, it was actually a huge, big cement house over on the Merrimack River. And he gets about not even halfway into this thing. Okay, he gets it framed up and had blown the entire budget, not only the entire budget, but in the first half of the house. He didn't plan this thing out. He ran out of money. So this thing literally sat there and just rotted. Okay, the thing eventually had to be bulldozed down. He wasted that first half of his inheritance. Mm. If he would have had more money, he would have found a way to waste it too. So having to wait 10 more years was really smart, so he couldn't blow it all at once.
That's a big lesson.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's a little bit like the lottery winners taking it over time.
Right.
So that they can't blow it quite as fast.
Right. So number four, get your kids involved in a personal foundation. So this is cool to me because it speaks to the philanthropic side of me. And so what happens is that you create a personal foundation, and it can be anything that you or your children want. And it teaches them to put that money into something that they want to make a difference in. So whether it be animals or people or third world countries or local things. And so it helps teach them a business and how to invest in it. And there's different ways you can set this up when you create a personal foundation. It's required, like a lot of times the foundations require a 5% disbursement, and these parents are teaching the kids to donate 1% of that back to it. So it could be a very cool thing and a great learning experience for everybody. And I think that speaks a lot to me.
Yeah, I know that philanthropic side of you, Tammy, you spend a lot of time that you donate to other people, and teaching that to your kids can be very, very valuable. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the tips before you leave your kids an inheritance. So number five on the list is giving without giving cash. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we mean by that is there a way you can give them things? So, for instance, you could pay money down on their mortgage. Mm-hmm. Okay, you could pay money down on their student loans. Mm-hmm. Okay, or things that are going to improve their financial position while not putting that amount of cash in their hands. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's an example of this, and somebody who's lightning rod, good and bad, is Donald Trump. Okay, Donald Trump didn't start with nothing. His dad did give him $1 million loan to start working, but he took that $1 million loan and capitalized and was able to create other big things from it. So that's a good example of how he gave without truly just giving cash. He gave a loan where he could turn it into an investment and turn that money into more money. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a very, very good example of somebody who actually abided by these principles. So if you don't want to take, if you really don't want to disincentivize your kids, I mean, I personally have known several people that had some fairly wealthy parents, and they held back on actually going out and accomplishing things in life because they were waiting for their parents to croak and pass their money on to them. And that's really what we're trying to avoid, isn't it, Tam?
I think so. Well, let's face it. As a parent, you want the best for your kids. And it's natural and reasonable to worry about how large of an inheritance will affect their drive and their choices. But here's the thing now. You can, with some planning, and money can be a tool that enriches their lives. And that I just think that's the goal, is to really set up a plan.
Yeah, set up that plan and stick to it. Right. I actually have had two different listeners of the show have contacted me recently who have had adult kids still living with them. And, you know, when I start asking them, okay, why are they still living there? The real answer is because the kids are lazy. Mm. They just haven't pushed them out. And it's not even about an inheritance situation with them as much as just not forcing them to go provide for themselves.
Right. So contact Doug, because he knows a lot of financial advisors that he can steer you to, that he's vetted out for you. So how can they reach you, Doug?
Best way to reach me is you could text me or call me at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-3684. So text me or call me. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm more of a debt advisor as a mortgage strategist. But I can definitely introduce you to some fantastic financial advisors around town that I know will look out for your best interest and help you be able to leave an inheritance to your kids using some of these techniques. So if you want to see these techniques we're talking about, visit smartwithyourmoney.com and download this blog post today. So coming up, I'll ask the question that, do you know the fastest and safest way to pay off your home? We're going to be talking about that and more when we return. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.